Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Sam Hindley.
And I'm James Fagan.
Every Friday morning, it's our great pleasure to present Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Sheffield's one of the fastest growing hubs of folk music in the country. It's a thrilling city to live in. We try and bring that buzz to you every week with the best in new releases, interviews and live performances from folk musicians passing through Sheffield.
2 hours of the best folk music from the UK and beyond.
So join us on Sheffield Live every Friday from 10am for Thank Goodness It's Folk.
The local talent show on Sheffield Live.
93.2
FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me, Steve Roden, for another Music Box here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Hope you're all well out there. As always, before we get underway, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who's been in touch over last week's show, the theme of Crime and Punishment. Another excellent show, well thought out, some interesting tracks, great musical content throughout the show. Thanks for all that. Thanks for all your feedback. As I say, it really makes it worthwhile. Thank you very much. Your lyrics, well, quite a few of you struggled, but one or two of you got it straight away. So we'll see how you do with this week's lyrics in the second hour. And of course, as I said last week, they are middle lyrics, so we'll see how you go on. Right, it's a theme for you in this first hour as well. It's boys from the 60s, all right, 60s boys. All right, so without further ado, the music box is now open, so let's just get on with today's show.
Tenement, a dirty street, walked and worn by shoeless feet, in silence long and so complete, watched by a shivering sun. Old eyes in a small child's face, watching as the shadows race through walls and cracks and leave no trace, and daylight's brightness shone.
The days of Pearly Spencer. It's almost run.
Nose pressed hard in frosted glass, gazing as the swollen mass on concrete fields where grows no grass stumbles blindly on. Iron trees smother the air, but withering they stand and stare through eyes that neither know nor care where the grass is gone.
The Pearly Spencer. The race is almost run.
Pearly, where's your milk-white skin? What's that stubble on your chin? Buried in the rot-gut gin, you played and lost, not won. You play the house that can't be beat. Now look, your head's bowed in defeat. You walk too far along the street where only rats can run.
The days of Pearly Spencer. The race is almost run. is almost run.
Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Simon says,
shake them all about.
Simple Simon says,
do it when Simon.
Three from 1967 got the show underway today. We started a bit of a cheat, but it's a great song, and I'm sorry, but I had to include it. David McWilliams, The Days of Pearly Spencer. It was a hit all over Europe, but it wasn't a hit here in the UK. Absolutely unbelievable, isn't it, Ian? My mate Ian Bogin out there. We can't believe that. That wasn't a hit here in the UK. Following that, 1967, Cat Stevens. Once again, I've had to change running order. Cat Stevens, Matthew and Son, 10 weeks on UK chart, peaked at number 2. And following that, it was 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Simon Says. But that was number 2 here in the UK and in the US, but that was in 1968. Right, 1966, Cilla Black and Alfie, 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 9. Then it's 1968 for the Cats and Cats Singing Orchestral Circus and Quick Joey Small. 15 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 19, and that was their only UK hit.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all? Then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a
Joey, Joey, run, run, the hounds all on the trail.
Jump up, jump up,
Barney, Joey. this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
This is the master. Nice and
smooth.
...1967 there for the Kinks and David Watts, which was the B-side to the Autumn Almanac single. Right, 1961 up first, Jimmy Dean and Big Bad John, 13 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2. Following that, 1967, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Jimmy Mac. Now, they spent 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 21. It went away, re-entered the chart, 1970, spent 12 weeks on the UK chart, but once again, only reached number 21.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John,
Big Bad John, And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
That's his kind.
1966 there for Mark Bolan, and a song called Jasper C. Debussy. Now, that was originally intended as a follow-up to the Wizard single, but remained unreleased until the 70s, and Mark actually tried to block its release. Unfortunately, he lost. Right, 1961 up first for The Highwaymen, and a song called Michael. UK number one, October the 12th for 1 week, spending a total of 14 weeks on the UK chart. Following that, 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 8 for Manfred Mann and My Name Is Jack. Oh, great. That prepared to that, didn't it? Let's try this instead.
I was born
Rolling Stones there and Jumpin' Jack Flash, 1968, UK number one on June the 19th for 2 weeks, spending a total of 11 weeks on the UK chart. Live radio for you there. It started, carried on playing after I'd pulled it, but I'm not risking it again. And the lights have just gone in the studio. Oh dear, oh dear. Right, 1961 up first. John Layton, Johnny, Remember Me, UK number one, August 31st for 3 weeks, 15 weeks on the UK chart in total. Then it's 1967 for Dandy Livingstone, Rudy, A Message to You, not a UK hit until 1979 when it was covered by The Specials as A Message to You, Rudy.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops way above me.
Johnny,
yes, I'll Johnny, remember me. Well, someday I guess I find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sight of the wind, blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. A message to you, Rudy. A message to you. You're growing older each day. You want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. A message to you, Rudy. A message to you.
you're running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop you running around. Stop you running around. Making trouble in the trouble in the making trouble in the town. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy. A message to you. Do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do 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 cabell do do.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the duke of earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess, Duchess of Earth. We'll walk through my dukedom and the paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Excuse me, 1961 there for Gene Chandler and Duke of Earl. US pop and US R&B number one, but not a hit here in the UK. Right, 1966 for your first. Elvis Presley, Frankie and Johnny. It's from the film of the same name, co-starring Donna Douglas. She played Ellie Mae Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies. And this particular song made number 21 on the UK chart, spending 9 weeks there on the UK chart. Then it's staying in 1966 from their debut album, Meet the Monkeys, track 5, side 1. And it's a song called Papa Jean's Blues.
Frankie and me, we were lovers. Oh, Lordy, how we did love. Swore we'd be true to each other, just as true as stars above. I was her man, she caught me doing her wrong. My lucky poker was fame, when a new gal caught my eye. I gambled, I tried to change my luck with a chick named Nellie Bly. I was Frankie's man, but I was doing her wrong. Yeah, Frankie came looking to find me. Yeah, she wasn't looking for fun. For in her sweet, loving hand, she was a-toting a 44 gun to shoot a man. If he was doing her wrong. Yeah, Frankie looked into the barroom, and right there in front of her eye, There was her loving Johnny, making love to that Nellie Bly. I was her man, she called me doing her wrong. Frankie, I begged, please don't shoot me. Well, they'll put you away in a cell. You know they'll put you where the cold wind blows from the hottest corner of hell. I am your man, I know I've done you wrong. Me so I was her man, but I done her wrong. Well, Frankie told Johnny, well, this is the end of my song. I was her man, but I done her wrong. Hey,
you're wrong. My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
No heartaches, sorrows, no longer lonely nights of waiting, finally won me happiness, it's all rolled up in you. And now with you as inspiration, I look toward a destination, sunny, bright, that once before was blue. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. So take my hand, I'll start my journey, free from all the helpless worry that besets a man when he's alone. More strength is mine when we're together, and with you I know I'll never have to pass the high road for the low. I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me.
Play, magic finger. Oh, kick it, loser.
I have no more than I did before, but now I've got all that I need. For I love you and I know you love me. Yes, I love you and I know me.
I wanna be Bobby's girl. I wanna be Bobby's girl. That's the most important thing to me. And if I was Bobby's girl, if I was
1962 there for Susan Morn and Bobby's Girl. Next up, Duane Eddy, Peter Gunn, 1961. These are all backups, so I hope you're enjoying them. Was Duane Eddy, of course, and the unmistakable twanging guitar of Duane Eddy there, and Peter Gunn from 1961. We're going to stay in 1961 for this next one. This is Petula Clark, and it's a song called Romeo.
I studied Shakespeare when I was in school. I thought Romeo was a pet. If I met him, I'd act like a fool. I'd be a poor Juliet. Now that I know him, I'm not really sure, for you're as charming as he, saying the same things to all the girls, or is it just to me? A joy. I like the true way he loved Juliet, just my ideal of a boy. You know I like you as my Romeo, that's how I want you to be. But if you're out on some other date, can you be true to me? Thank you.
Pat Clark, 1961, has said Romeo. Well, I can't believe it. The first hour's absolutely flown by. I hope you've enjoyed everything I've played for you in this hour. Your next theme is next week, and it's dreamy songs. All right, dreamy songs. Every song will have the word dream somewhere in its title. That simple. Join me after 11. Still more great sounds to come. And, of course, your lyrics. And this week, as I said, they are middle lyrics. I'm going to finish with this. It's Bernard Cribbins, 1962, and it's, hopefully, Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feed off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble.